Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, y'all.
Hello, y'all.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. How's everybody doing? I'm Tess. By the way, I should probably introduce myself. I'm Tess. And this is Some Say I'm Gifted, and I'm here with two amazing, beautiful, marvelous, magical women, Morgan and Danielle.
Hi, everyone. I am Danielle.
Hey, I'm Morgan.
I'm Morgan. I wish y'all could see yours with your little hands.
Little hands.
Hey, guys, I got a question for y'all, and I want to hear everybody else chime in, too. So after you listen to the episode, comment, like, whatever. Okay. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Oh!
I know. I knew you would be excited.
Triceratops!
Is it really?
I love a triceratops. They're my favorite. They're so cute. I have a stuffed animal.
Oh, I'm going to start looking for T-Rex things for you. I want to get you an inflatable T-Rex costume.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute.
My little one would love that.
I will. I think my nephew might have one he could have worn.
Oh.
Because my nephew, Keegan, is like dinosaur.
Oh yeah, my little bonus baby's like that too.
Yeah. Do you have the raptor claws from Jurassic Park?
No, we don't.
If I can find them in my basement, I will give them to you.
Oh my gosh, yes please. He would love it.
Yeah, because they're so, like, my kids had them, but they were terrified of them, too. If they didn't have them on, they were terrified of them. Aww. I love them. They're so cool. Aww. What about you?
Whatever the long neck ones are called.
No. Oh. Brontosaurus. Brontosaurus.
Yep. Brontosaurus. No, those are my favorite.
Mine, too.
From Big, or Littlefoot, I think was the movie.
Land Before Time.
Yeah, that one.
They're doing a live action one. Yeah.
I loved Land Before Time. Did you guys watch We're Back?
Yeah, but I don't. Yes,
it
I did.
It scared me.
No.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I didn't like Land Before Time. I don't like sad fucking cartoon. Pardon my language. I know. Oh, push me off. Make me watch Dumbo or Bambi. Oh, my. Son of a gun.
So is that your favorite dinosaur, too?
Brontosaurus, yes. And you know why?
Why?
Because when I was a kid, I loved the fact you could be a vegetarian. And he's a vegetarian. Yeah, that's and true. He has two brains.
What?
He has one in his head and one in his tail. How did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Double the amount of smarts right there.
Yeah, I was like, double buck.
Right. I just like their long necks, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I like giraffes too.
I like this one big giant slide.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So recently, this guy, I don't know, an archaeologist, he's a student archaeologist. Anyways, he said, I was at a dig and all of a sudden it hit me. Have you ever seen the body of a chicken, bone structure?
Oh.
And yes. I was like, no. And so he shows it, like a screen comes up behind it and he shows it. And the way the bones in a T-Rex arm looks actually looks like a chicken wing. So maybe they weren't arms, they were wings and they were dragons.
Yes.
And I was like,
yes. That would make it so much cooler.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yes. Also, I get like, I don't watch the news, but I subscribe to 1440, which is like some sort of it's non-political. They just spit out facts, and they actually said that the Brontosaurus wasn't real.
What the hell?
I know. Morgan. So sorry, you guys.
Crushed all our hopes and dreams.
I mean, it might not be true. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing. I just read the little blurb of the article. But it did say that
we're gonna blurb your mouth here in a second.
Okay, this is the second episode, guys, where they're threatening me with physical violence. Somebody help.
No. If she goes off air, just don't even worry about it. It's fine.
She went to the bathroom, y'all.
Yeah. It's okay.
Bathroom and hell. Anyway. No, I didn't know that. I mean, I could see because it was like, but you know what? I think it was a filter. It was a TikTok. And it was like, where in, is it Cozumel where they have that? Like pyramid with the blood sacrificing thing.
Yeah.
And they had tons of little brontosauruses running around. And there was like people in modern day clothes. And they were like, stare. The people had to know about the filter because they were like looking at him. It was not, the people were trying to interact with him. It was really weird.
Oh, that's.
Wow.
I hadn't seen that.
You know, it was just on TikTok. I don't know if, I mean, it wasn't real or anything. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So dinosaurs. But here's a question and a topic from the dinosaur in the room. That would be me. Because I'm the oldest one here. That's a great segue. Anyways, how do electronics affect our energy? Like, so let's go back to like way back in the day before electronics were around, or like electricity.
When dinosaurs are around?
I mean, we could go forward a little bit more, but we could do dinosaurs. I do have another side note about a dinosaur. Can I tell y'all?
Yes, really, please.
Okay. So there, so right before I went to high school, like I think it was in seventh or eighth grade, where I went to high school was all very country. Y'all have seen it, right? And there was a two-lane road that went from like one end of town to the other, and close to half the end, you know, halfway between the other end of town was the high school I went to, Dinnerman. Okay. So something had happened and somebody was digging and they found what they were convinced of was dinosaur bones. So they tore that road all to pieces and they did a full on archaeological dig.
Oh boy.
And they still, it's a dig still going on, but they built a museum around it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's huge. What's really funny is that all the rednecks that are like around there that I grew up around, they all broke into the dig and they have weird pieces of bone on their like mantle in their house or like framed and they're like, you know.
Oh my God.
Which is like a federal offense. I don't know if y'all know this. Okay. So my grandmother, when I think of her saying this, she says it with her hands on her hips. She goes, I don't know what they're talking about. There ain't no darn dinosaurs. Old man whatever who owned the farm at Richmond, that's where he threw all of his dead chickens and cows and pigs.
Oh my God.
And I think she's right.
I mean,
wow.
So they think it's like, it's not like a T-Rex or anything, but it's like random, like the 18-toed sloth. I don't know what it is. But you can look it up. It's Gray Fossil Site. That's where it's at.
Wow. That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. It was a pain going and coming from school because of all the construction through high school.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
That is. So there's people that think they have bones of like these dinosaurs and it might just be the rib of a cow.
You go into the museum and they're put together and some of them don't look right.
You're like, I don't think that existed.
Yeah, like how does that one have one really big femur bone and not another one? You know what I mean?
I feel like that just
why does this cow have wings?
Yes. Yes, it's a cow with wings. Things, very odd things.
Fascinating.
Which you and I, but y'all know that it's all carbon dated, but
yeah,
it's hilarious that my grandmother thinks it's cows and maybe she's right. I don't know.
That's so funny.
That's awesome.
But so let's go back to my grandmother's time since mm-hmm. we're on that topic. They didn't have electronics and she still to this day doesn't really have electronics. They did have electricity. So we could go back further and we could say no electricity or no electronics. They work the soil, okay? And there are, you know, the earth is like, what, 7.1 hertz? Is that right? You might want to check me. But the same kilohertz, right, that the earth runs is what the human body cavity runs. So it's important we connect to the earth. And there's scripture saying that, like God gave us domain over the earth, right? Mm-hmm. And he spoke the earth into existence, so his breath is in it, right? We need to get in the dirt. We need to get in the grass. We need to get in the mud, right? So before, did people have depression, chemical depression? Yes. Did people have worry and doubt and anxiety? Yes. Did they have cancer? All these things were still there, but not to the level that they are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are electronics, and you guys can answer this if you want to, however you know, in your opinion, because we're just an opinion podcast and a entertaining informational podcast, like not concrete evidence, some things, but whatever. In your opinion, are electronics helping us or hindering us?
Well, you talking about a couple different things there. With the electricity and the helping or hindering, you threw me there for a loop because I was like, oh yeah, electronics are bad, but some things are good.
How?
I like AI. I think
it's helpful, but is it a fair trade out?
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, I was always like a prepper and like off-grid kind of person. Like, I want to be able to like live in a log cabin or like, honestly, I would live in a hole in the ground if I could. Like,
does this shock anybody? Go. I'm not shocked.
I just want to be a hobbit, okay?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in stew. Oh. So.
Yes.
I don't think that it's a fair trade-off, no. I think that, you know, I don't like electricity, but...
Oh, I love electricity.
Well, I don't.
I don't. I don't like... I love it because I like heating. I like air. I like a dishwasher. I like washing machines. I like dryers. I like TV. I like lights.
I like the things that help us get things done. I think I've just...
Like a vacuum that you plug in?
Yes, like a vacuum, like a Swiffer to help Swiffer my floor, like a dishwasher to help do the dishes. But when it comes to like AI and stuff, I feel like at some point I'd rather have something help me do the things that I need to do instead of like write a paper for me.
Yeah, but at the same time, AI can help you if you're like having problems on verbiage. It can, I mean, I've seen it, like low level AI too, not like you have to pay an arm and leg for. So I'm with Morgan on that. And I'm with, like, I like the electronics. I like the electricity though, which I think you do too. I mean, you can live without it. You know how to.
I think that the reason why living as a hobbit isn't practical today is because we've grown out of it. You know, I can't go to a job and live like a hobbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have a job, I could live like a hobbit. I could make my own, build my own place to be self-sustaining in heat. I could have time to capture rainwater and do all these connecting with the earth and making the earth work for me instead of all these things. But I have a job and I gotta live in society. I can't live in the Stone Ages.
Yes.
But I wish I could be more plugged into the earth than I am the phone. For sure.
So that's the hinder to me. It hinders me in the fact that if I want to shut down and go inward, I just pick up my phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if I want to know exactly how many stars are in the constellation Orion, I just pick up my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So it sucks.
Yeah.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But let's get past that. Does it physically, is it good for us and our energy?
So my mom, I know I talk about my mom a lot. I love my mom. Shout out to my mom.
Shout out, Sophie. We love you.
She never got along with electricity. Her energy was so high that she would always burn out the watches in like a watch battery.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Same. I can't wear a watch.
I can't either.
My grandmother can't either.
Well, I never really wanted to. I'm not a watch generation. But I, when I was a little kid, I would try to wear a watch. But me and my mom would both burn out the batteries in the watches
instantly. Water heaters. I do the same.
Really?
Yeah, I can explode them. Yeah.
Another thing about my mom and electricity. We live next to a substation.
I know these things.
And the energy in that substation, I think, really, it made my mom's condition worse.
Yes, we agree.
Yes.
And we even talked to like quantum physics professors about this.
Yes.
My mom and your mom and all of us.
Like, we were less than an acre away from a substation. Mm-hmm. So, and no other houses around to like interfere. It was just like a direct, it's right there.
Wow.
So I think that energy, you can definitely feel it. I think it knocked Tess out. I don't know if it was the energy of just the house or if it was the substation that knocked you out, Tess. But I do know that when you visited, you slept like a baby.
She was passed out.
The first night, is that what you're talking about? Or was it?
Anytime you've come to our house.
Yeah, I sleep really good. I think it's the safety. But we contacted a quantum scientist that we work with, professor. And because some things that are paranormal are more, you know, not paranormal. It's more quantum science, like, and things like that. But, and he said, if you can put huge amounts of quartz in between you and the substation, it will help. And we tried to, but I mean, you would need a huge piece of quartz.
A dinosaur sized.
Yes. A brontosaurus size.
A brontosaurus.
Even if they're not
even
real.
If they didn't exist.
I like the stegosaurus too, with the weird spikes.
Me too. I like those ones too.
And there's one that reminds me of a hippopotamus, and I can't remember which one it is. I like hippopotamus, sorry.
Oh, is it okay?
I'm trying to think about which one that is.
I think it's a stegosaurus. Maybe it's not. I'll think. No, it's the one with the horn right here.
Oh. It's not a triceratops. It's a...
Maybe it is a Triceratops.
No, Triceratops, they have two horns. The one with the one horn is a
rhinoceros. So it is the Triceratops. Those are the ones that have the more like face, squishy face.
Which is why I liked them. I liked their faces.
Yeah, but they look like hippopotamuses to me.
Yeah.
It's funny that you said Stegosaurus and hippopotamuses where you like those because those are what my little, my bonus kid, those are his favorite. His favorite is dinosaurs, Stegosaurus. His favorite animals, hippopotamus.
Oh, really? Yeah. You've got to show him videos of the baby hippos.
Oh, he loves baby hippos.
Like, there's a baby hippo in China.
Do we love that baby hippo?
So the energy and how it affects.
So I would say I know if I wake up in the middle of the night and I look at my phone, I can't go back to sleep.
I can't either for at least 15 minutes.
I can't for like hours on end. Oh. So I cannot look at my phone in the middle of the night. Like if I want to, I used to have a regular alarm clock, but if I want to look at what time it is, I can't because I know if I pick up my phone, I'm going to be up for the next like hour or two. So physically, and like it will disrupt my sleep patterns if I were to look at it. So I know that there are hindrances when it comes to technology and our energy.
Circadian rhythms and the blue lights.
Yes.
But I did tell you, and I don't know if you did it, you got the blue light.
Yes.
So my eyes after, because I do a lot of work on my lovely iPad, which isn't that bad because I keep thinking, I know I had it with me today. And my phone, because I do a lot of sessions on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. If I'm not doing that, I'm researching things. And I really think that it's helped me, because I don't need the glasses, with the blue light filter.
Yeah.
Has it helped you?
I got the blue light, and when I work on my laptop now, it definitely
so
does.
So if you keep a spare pair by your bed and you grab them and put them on, it's easier for you to go back to sleep.
I need to start doing that, because I half the time, when I wake up, you just automatically want to know what time it is, but I'm like, I know what
time. I always check my phone, because I have clients contact me at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wake up right before my phone goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up and I grab my phone and it'll go off in my hand, which is creepy.
Nope, that's okay. Literally, every time before one of you call, I feel like you're going to call and then you call me. So I feel like it's...
That's it's very... And my kids, especially if they're not with me, like they're not with me this weekend. So I'm gonna have my phone right with me, you know?
So it's good for that purpose because you can be connected to them still and you can...
Yes, but there's a hindrance to being connected.
Yes, because you could be too tapped in and then you're not tapped into this world that God created for you to live in. And then you get away from it and it's... You know.
That's
I mean, that's...
Retreating from electronics is something that I try to do as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to know what's really funny? This is how I retreat from it. I put my phone somewhere and play something on it and walk away.
Mm.
But I'm not really retreating from it. It's almost like I'm occupying a toddler. Like, your phone, do your thing here. I'm going to go over here.
You're social distancing from the phone.
Absolutely.
But still in the vicinity of it.
Your mom and me, we have a lot of things in common like that, especially if our anger gets too high, things.
Oh, yes. Well,
water heaters were big for me. We had a tankless water heater at my dad's house that is no longer with us.
Oh, no.
It's not good. So.
We went through a lot of AC units and air conditioning, heating and air went out a lot.
HVAC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our house when we were growing up.
That can be it, too.
Depending on when tempers were rising or falling.
So on my driveway, we have a transformer that is connected to the light pole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying intentionally me, but my sister's father of her child that she lives with, I won't say his name. But he had done something in disrespect to my mother in such a way and my sister Mamie, and I was supposed to be coming to their house, and I walked outside and it was the first thing I said, and I went, ugh, and it exploded and nobody knows why.
Wow. So our energy can have effect on these things as well.
So of course, course, because it's vibrations. Like even this table in front of us, it's a vibration and it's how our eyes perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, I think people that are colorblind are so fascinating, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because it's just how their eyes perceive it. But before we go off on another tangent, I just thought we should let you guys know. We'd like to know and hear what you think about electronics and our energy. Before I end this, I just want to say, Do you all feel better when you are away from your phone and grounding or whatever than you do when your phone's like right with you? And then I know for all three of us, it's hard because we work from our phones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that Chase and I are very good about like our connection time at in the evening. Like part of our day is like we honestly will put our phones, like go put them on the charger and like, or you know, not charge them because it's wasting the battery. But it's not a hard and fast rule, but we very rarely look at our phones after 7 o'clock or like 6:30.
God knows it.
Yeah, honestly, like you guys can't, you guys hardly get in contact. And I love that my job, like my clients, don't contact me after hours. Like you can wait. Like my time is my time.
Yeah.
And I know you can't really do that because you do have very emergency clients.
Clients, yes.
Hopefully you can. It depends. It's a little harder
if
with...
we're in the middle of a sale, probably
not. Yeah, you got higher dollars require your time.
Yes. And you know, I usually work when people aren't working on their regular jobs.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but people can contact you at all times. It's just, it doesn't necessarily, they schedule with you without you being called.
Yes.
So you have like that set up. So it you are available, but it's like at a distance.
Yes. Right. So I love, and I wasn't that way. I love that Chase brought that. He was like, hey, I don't get to see you a lot. Like, I'm not with you all the time. We both work at the same times. Like, when we're together, let's be together. Like he didn't, and he didn't have to say it. It was just kind of like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, here I'm right here. Yeah. That's, and I know for my husband, because he's over a lot of nurses, and like it could be midnight and they call and say, so and so started puking. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go home. We need a nurse. And he's like, hold on. And he's like, get out, get the laptop. You know, like, and you're like, what is wrong with you? But no, and I'm like, can they not figure out how to put a nurse on another? I mean, they're, you know, whatever. But no, I understand. And I think, I get it. But I'm the same way. If my phone rang in the middle of the night and they needed me, I would answer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we do put it down and we're there for each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's so important.
Yeah. Yes.
So please let us know what you feel about this. Facebook, Instagram, SomeSamGifted. Email us at SomeSamGifted@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook personally at Tessera McKittrick. And on X, I'm unfiltered and raw. Blah, blah, blah. That sounded dirty, didn't it? Anyways.
X-rated.
In all of our streaming platforms, you can find us. Like, subscribe, comment. And Morgan, what about a shout-out?
If you'd like a shout-out from us, all you have to do is engage with our content that says, comment for a shout-out. We would love to see what you got to say whenever we're asking questions. And we want to, you know, let you know that we're listening. We love you.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Have a great one. We'll see you next Thursday.
Love you.
Love you.